Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Gimel. We left off on daf Ayin Beis and Beis toward the very end of the page. We're at Ravina Amar. I think that's where we're up to. Ravina Amar Begad Lav L'Chaticha Ka'i. We'll go over the last point over here. The Gemara is going to discuss today that the notion of that anything that will one day be cut is considered to be already cut, and then the Kol Amidachtoch is Kechatuch Dami, and we're going to discuss that in the context of we were talking about how when an Aver of the Uber comes out of the mother, and then is then the mother is shechted, how the part that has emerged outside of the mother is considered to have touched the part that's inside, even though it was touching in a Beis Hastarim, because once you cut it off, that's the area where it touched, where it would be cut. Mm-hmm. So that's going to lead to Ravina talking about this idea of kalam edachtoch kichatuch dami, that anything that you will cut is as if it's already cut. And then the Gemara is going to explain the discussion back and forth between Rameir and the Chavim in our Mishnah, if Ne'ever Hayotzei has a din of Tumas Nevela, meaning we know that if an Ever of the fetus comes out, and then you shech the mother, that Ever that has emerged is not going to be kosher, it's not going to be kosher ba'achila, the Shechit is not matir ba'achila, but we had this discussion, what about Tumas Nevela? Is the Shechita mitarit from Tumas Nevela? So the Gemara is going to elaborate on the back and forth in that discussion between Rameir and the Chachamim, and then the Gemara is going to discuss dangling limbs of an animal that is shechted, what the shechita does to those dangling limbs, and that's going to be the entire discussion on Amud Beis, whether shechita osa nipul, whether misa osa nipul. We're going to have two versions of Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on this topic. What shechita osa nipul means is that you have a dangling limb, and then you shecht the mother, it's considered as if that limb had fallen off, in which case it would be Ever Menachai, it would not be, or if Misa Osanipul, it would be Ever Menachai as opposed to being a Nevela. If it had a Shechit, it would be Ever Menachai as opposed to a Shachut, as opposed to part of the animal that was Shechted. So let's begin again. Ravina Amar Beged Lav L'Chaticha Kai. So we were trying to figure out whether our Mishnah can conform to the Shita of the Chama, or is Dafka like the Shita of Reb Meir. So we had said that Leim Reb Meir L'Tamei, what we had said, that our Mishnah is saying things dafka according to the shita of Rabbi Meir, because we said that the Tumas Beis Hastarim has the ability to be metame, or it seemed to say that way in the Mishnah, that the limb that will be cut off is considered to have touched the part that was not cut off, and Rabbi Meir is the one that says in the Mishnah in the 27th parak of Maseches Kelim that if you have a beged that is 3x3 tefachim, which is a proper shear that's royal lekabel tumas medris, and a zav actually is daras on it, and it's therefore tamei tumas medris, that you then cut in half, it becomes tar mina medris, but it's still tamei maga medris, according to Rameir. It says, if it touched a medris, according to Rameir, and Rabbi Yossi said, no, I don't think so, be'ezim medris nagaze, elaim nagabo zav, sheyehei tamei maga zav. He says, I don't think that it's tamei maga medris, it's just that, if a zav touches it as well, so then even though when you cut it, it loses the medrash status entirely, which would be an afatuma, it still has the status of something that was touched by a zav, which would be a rishon tuma. So you see that our Mishnah, which assumes that there is this negia between that which was cut and that which it was cut from, assumes like Rabbi Meir, that it's maga medras when you take a beged that was tamei medras and you cut it. So the Gemara said, no, we have two ways to respond to that. The first, we said yesterday that Ula said that lo shanu al shlosh al shlosh shenechlak avol shlosh al shlosh abos mibeged gadol, that that's only when you have 3x3 tvachim, that you cut it to a point where no part of it anymore is 3x3 tvachim. But if you have a larger beged and you cut off a piece of it, and what remains of the major body of the beged is still 3x3 tvachim, and you just cut off a little piece of it, so then it is mekabel tumah me'avien. It's still considered to be mekabel tumah from the larger beged that it was cut off from, and everyone would agree to that. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree to that. So everyone would agree to the idea in our Mishnah that when you cut off a piece from something, from a larger body that is very tameh, that the piece that used to be connected connected to it is considered as if it was touching that which was very tamei. Says that the Gemara further now, Ravina Amar Beged, that the way to reconcile our Mishnah with Rabbi Yossi and that it doesn't have to dafka be going like Rabbi Meir is that Beged Lav L'Chaticha Ka'i. A Beged is not omade to be cut, and therefore it's touching the smaller part of the Beged with the larger part of the Beged, I mean the part of the Beged that you cut off with the part of the Beged from which it was cut is not considered to be a real maga, because that's considered to be only in a base hastarin. They're considered to be in a part that was never meant to be exposed. But ubar lechaticha kai, but the fetus is meant to be cut. Though if one limb sticks out, that limb is asur ba'achila. So you're going to shecht the mother, the rest of the baby's motu ba'achila. Of course you're going to cut off that limb. And the rule is very simple. V'kala omed lachtoch, anything that will one day be cut is as if it has already been cut. So the place where the basar is connected to the aver is not considered a beis hastarim. It's considered to be galui. It's considered to be an exposed part of the animal, and that's a real maga. That's a real negia. That's a real touching of the limb to whatever's on the inside. Because this is not a beis hastarim, because it's meant to ultimately be cut. Says Gemara Kimman, whose shita is Ravina's answer going like? Rabbi Meir, the truth is, Ravina's answer, which ostensibly is meant to say that our Mishnah doesn't really have to follow Rabbi Meir, Ravina's answer only works according to Rabbi Meir in a different context. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Mikvaos, in the 10th parak of Mikvaos, Kol Yodos HaKelim Shein Arukos. If you have Kelim that have very long handles, Va'asad L'Katzitzan, and the plan is eventually to cut those handles down, because it's impractical to have these very long handles, those get in the way, so the kli becomes tamei and requires tevila, matbil ad makom mida. You only have to be tevil to the point where the kli, the handle is going to remain. I mean, you're going to cut down a certain portion of the handle. You don't have to be tevil the part of the handle that you're going to cut off, because kol amei lachtuch is kachatuch tamei. That's what we're assuming. And then that's Rav Meir. But the Chum momrim ad shiatbil as kula. The Chum say no. You got to be tevil the entire thing, because the Chammal, that even though it's omei lachtoch, it's not kuchatoch, because right now it's still there. So it turns out that Ravina's whole svara to try to reconcile how our Mishnah doesn't have to be going like Rabbi Meir is only according to Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah Mikvaos. It's going against the Chachamim. So our Mishnah cannot be like the Chachamim. Says Gemara, no, afilu teima Rabbanan. You can even say that Ravina's answer follows the Rabbanan. Whenever the Chachamim say that omei lachtoch is eino kuchatoch, that's only by a kli. But chibure ochlin, which are softer, command mafrasi dami unagi ba'adadi. They're considered as if they are already separated from each other and are only touching each other. So in our Mishnah as well, the bas or the aver are considered to be cut off, and the makom chibur is not a beis hastarim because it is a softer type of material. It is not a hard kli. So says the Gemara, the lashon of our Mishnah was that shachat asimo va'achar kach chotcha habasar tamei. That if you shecht the mother and then you cut, so it's going to be tamei. Bishlam ula. I understand according to ula, haynu de katani, that's chatacha. That's why the Mishnah says the lashon of chatacha, that the tumah comes because of the chituch and the prisha, because you cut it and separated. Had you not cut off that aver, the basar would not be makabel tumah, because it's purely maga beis hastarin. Elo the ravina, but according to ravina, that even while it's still attached, it's already considered kichatuch. It's already considered like it's cut off. So my chatacha, why does the Mishnah have to say you cut off the aver? Even without cutting off the aver, it's chatuch yomev. It's already considered to be cut because it's omed lachtuch. So says Mary, yeah, but I did tana resha chatacha, tana nami seifa chatacha. Since the Tana says at the beginning of the Mishnah, hotz yubar es yado v'chatacha, and then you shech the mother that the basar is tahar. So over there it says chatacha b'dafka, because it's only because you cut off the aver prior to the shechita that the basar is tahar. But if you would not be chotech, the basar inside the behemah would be tameh, because it becomes ochel at the shas shechita, and it's therefore makabel tumas ochlin. So in the resha it was necessary to say chatacha. So even though in the seif it's not really necessary, because kol medachtoch is kachatuch tamei according to Ravina, so it's not really necessary to say chatacha. But for the symmetry of the resha and the seifa, we mention chatacha. So much of this, of what we just mentioned over here, is relevant halacha lemaisa. This whole notion that anything that's omid lachtuch is kichatuch dami has several ramifications throughout halacha. Beis Yosef writes in Archaim Sim Kuf Samach Zayin that there's a mitzvah to say birch samotzi even on a weekday on the lechem shalim. We know we're makban on Shabbos that we have lechem mishnah and that they should both be shalim. But even on a weekday, Beis Yosef says, but he says, but before the bracha, you should start cutting a little bit so that you should minimize the hefsik between your birchas hamotzi and when you actually eat. So don't cut off the piece that you can eat from the bread entirely, but cut it off somewhat from the bread so that it will cut more easily. The sheer chituch, that is still considered to be a lechem shalem, meaning you're walking this fine line, it's got to still be a lechem shalem, but you're supposed to have started the cutting already. So the Rush writes that if it's still mechuber so much, that if you were to pick up the prusa, if you were to pick up the piece that you're cutting off, the rest of the loaf would still be lifted with it, so then that's considered mechuber, that's considered shalem. But that goes, Maimonios writes in the name of Rabbeinu Baruch, that even if you cut off much more than that, and if you were to hold the prusa, the lechem would not be ole imo, it would still be considered a shalem, and it would still be perfectly fine. So the Beis Yosef says that we don't hold like the Rabbeinu Baruch, there's no svara for Rabbeinu Baruch, that you should only cut the amount where if you pick up the prusa, that the lechem is going to be connected. So in the Tshuva Shar Ephraim, he writes that the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rosh are arguing whether the halacha is like Ravina in our sugya. That's what the machlokas is about. Ravina says kol omid lachtoch is already considered kichatuch dami. So the chibur of the ochel is considered to be mufrad. It's considered to be separated. So that's why Rabbeinu Baruch holds that since the lechem is omid l'chituch, because after the bracha you're going to cut it off, so it's as if it's already chatuch. So you don't have to consider it like a shalem. There's no difference whether if you pick up the prusa, the entire loaf comes up with it or not. And if you hold that that when the prusa is mufrad a little bit, it's still considered to be a shalem, even though it's omei lachtoch and it's dino kachatuch. So even if you cut it a lot, we're to the point that if you pick up the prusa, nothing's going to come of it. It shouldn't make a difference. Meaning the point is, if it's all omei lachtoch, whether you cut a little or you cut a lot. So if you say omei lachtoch to the point that it already takes away the status of shalem, that would happen right at the very beginning. If you say that it doesn't take away the status of shalem, so then it would stay a shalem until the very end, until it's totally removed. Whereas the Rush disagrees with Rabbeinu Baruch, because he holds we don't pass like Ravina that kol omid lachtoch is kechatuch. In our sugya, Ravina is coming to be mitareitz shitas Rabbi Meir, but according to the Chamim, who we pass like, you don't need Ravina's whole teretz. So Ravina is not said lahalacha at all, and that's why the Rush makes this distinction between that which the rest of the loaf is picked up with, and that which it's not picked up with. The Chasam Sofer writes that since Ravina says that an ochel that's omid l'chituch is considered as if it's already chatuch, so someone who wants to eat lechem that you're going to have to cut before you eat, it's a giant loaf of bread where you can't just eat it as is, so when you say the bracha v'motzi, it's as if it's already cut, and therefore there's no such thing as lechem shalem ba'olam. It's all considered to be chatuch. So that sounds ridiculous, says the Chasam Sofer, meaning if you really, really hold like Ravina, you can never have a shalem. Meaning that's what Rabbeinu Baruch is saying, that there's no such thing as a shalem when a loaf is large enough that you can't that it's not like a garlic knot or something, that it's not something that you can just eat whole. So you have to say that when Chazal say that l'chadchila there's a mitzvah to be mevarich hamotzi on a lechem shalem or on Shabbos that you need lechem mishnah and they need to be shlemos, the kepeda is not that they be halachically shalem, but that they be physically shalem. Meaning the kepeda halachically it's never shalem because kol omid lachtoch is kechatuch dami. So it must be that the kepeda is that they be nirim kishlemim, even though they are they're considered halachically to be chatuchim. So if you're starting to cut the bread and you cut to such a depth that even if you pick up the prusa, the rest of the lechem is not going to come with it. So that's what Rabbeinu Baruch says, that it's considered like shalem, because I'll call upon him, it's nira kishalem. That's all you need, is that it should be nira kishalem. So ask the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, in Aruch Chaim Sim Mem Vav, that if you're going to say that since there's a mitzvah to be potseya the lechem, it's already considered to be chatuch, so any time you have a mitzvah to burn anything, we should say that you don't have to actually burn it. because kol amid the shreifa is kesarav tami. By mitzvah of shechitas kachem as well, which say kol amid lishchot kishachu tami, and you should never actually have to do any shechita of kachem. So it's going to be ridiculous. You get rid of all the mitzvahs because everything is all made lamb. So he says you have to say that if there's a mitzvah to do something, it's not considered as if it's already done. And the same is true by the lechem. Even though there is a mitzvah to cut it, if you haven't yet cut it, it's not considered to be chatuch. So that's what some sofer says, that when it's something that's physically it's just going to happen, that's what Ravina says it's kichatuch. But when there's a mitzvah to do so, the mitzvah is to actually do it. The mitzvah is not to pretend that it's done because it's omed live, because ultimately one day it will. You know, there's a discussion in the Achronim as well, in the Tshuva Shara Ephraim, Siman Aleph. He talks about what if you have a loaf of bread where one edge of the bread gets very, very burnt. So there's no way you're going to eat that part of the bread because it's disgusting. It's all blackened and it's not going to be good at all. Can you use that for Lecha Mishnah? Would you say that's physically omid lachtov? Forget about the fact that you're going to cut, of course, before you eat any bread. Okay, we have the Chasam Sofer for that. That's a halachic requirement to be chotech. But over here, you have physically, you're going to have to be chotech the bread. So you're going to have to be chotech that piece off of the end. So that's a discussion whether it could be used for Lecha Mishnah, or there are three possibilities. One possibility is yes, as is. The other possibility is no, you can't, because it's omid lachtuch and it's not a shalim. Third possibility is you can cut it off and then use it, because that's the shlemus of that bread. I mean, it has this thing that's attached to it that's not really part of the bread at all. And then we had mentioned this thing in the Gemara about the length of a handle of a kli, that the handle of a kli, if it's too long and it's meant to be cut, so it's omid lachtuch, it's kichatuch dami. So that's what we actually paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't need to be tovel the full length of the handle. You only need to be tovel up until the point where you're going to keep the handle. So Tosfos raises the question that we say kichatuch, you have to be tovel even the makom hachatach, which is the beginning of the handle. Well, if you're matbil the kli before you cut the handle down to size, shouldn't that be considered a chatzitza? Because you never got the end of the handle. Meaning the end of the handle is, at the time you were told, it was still connected to this extra part of the handle. So that end of the handle has a chatzitza on it, and you're makbid on that chatzitza, so it should ruin the entire tevila. So Tosa says, we're talking, it must be the handle is made like out of chain. So when you tovel it, it does hit every part because it's like a chain link where you're going to cut off a few links of the chain. But otherwise, en chinami, it would in fact be a chatzitza. However, the Rash and the Rush in the 10th parak of Masechet Mikvos give a different answer. They say that the makom hachatach has a din of a beis hastarim, where the water doesn't have to get to the beis hastarim. And the Rash adds that even in beis hastarim of a person, even though beis hastarim of a person requires bias mayim, meaning beis hastarim of a person, when a person goes to the mikvah, is the inside of the mouth. So it doesn't require, I'm sorry, it does not require bias mayim, but you can't have a chatzitza in a beis hastarim of a person. It needs to be ra'ui lebias mayim. Nevertheless, he says, by a beis hastarim of a kli, it doesn't even need to be ra'ui lebias mayim. That if you're dealing with a beis hastarim of a kli, you could have all sorts of chatzitzas in a beis hastarim of a kli. It's not just that you don't need the water to actually come by a kli. For the most part, the halachas of tefilas kelim in terms of chatzitza and machbid is parallel to the halacha of tefila of a person. But says the Rash, this is an important difference, that a woman before she goes to the mikvah has to brush her teeth, make sure there's no chatzitza inside of her mouth. I think if she got any dental work recently, if there's anything that's in there that needs to be removed. Whereas a kli that's even though obviously a woman doesn't open her mouth in the mikvah, it's a beis hastarim, you don't need actual bias mayim, whereas a kli is different. A kli can even have a chatzitza. So that's so far two terutzim. So again, the kasha is, what about the end of the handle being a chatzitza for the beginning of the handle? So Tosfos' suggestion is, you're right, it's got to be a chain link handle. The Rash says, no, it's a beis hastarim. Beis hastarim is not going to be a chatzitza at all on a kli. The Ran in his Chidushim says that chatzitza, that's ma'akev the tefillah, is only when you're makbid that it shouldn't be there bishas ha'tefillah. But over here, this yad of the kli, you're makbid that it shouldn't be there when you cook with it later, when you want to use it later, but bishas ha'tefillah, you have no akpada. It will come out of gevaldik nafkamina ledina. If that Ran were accepted the halacha, right, every time you go, you bring kelim to the keli mikvah, and then you come back and your wife is looking at the kelim and she says, there's a sticker on the bottom of the salad bowl. So he said, yeah, but I didn't care when I was tovel it. Yeah, you're going to care when you bring it to the table. But when I was tovel, I didn't care about the sticker at the bottom of the salad bowl. According to Aran, oh, it should be fine because I'm not makbid at the Shas HaTvila. You know, Paskin that way. But yeah, it's still called makbid. So if it's something that she wouldn't want to bring it to the table that way. So the Achronim ask that by everything that's chotzeitz, and we say there's not a chatzitza, that's only when it's in the water and there's a davar chotzeitz, the tzvila is going to be kosher. But if the makom chatzitza was never in the water at all, I mean, there's a difference between bias mayim and chatzitza. Even where chatzitza is not going to be a problem because it's a miyot chein makbid or whatever, but it at least still has to go into the mikvah. If you don't even have a bias mayim, then you have a real problem. So the Chazon Ish also asked that this halacha of beis hastarim, that it doesn't require mayim to come there, that's it's considered like the stomach, the insides of a person, where mayim doesn't have to enter. But the mayim has to be around mibachutz, around that area. So in our sugya, that the handle of the kli doesn't entirely enter the mayim, how in the world does that tefillah work? You don't even have a bias mayim on the edge of where the handle is going to be cut. It's not even going into the water. It's not being surrounded by the water. So there's an issue that the achronim work on. This comes up in so many different. I mean, we can go on forever about this. It comes up in so many different areas. You know, about fingernails before tefillah. The Torah writes that tzipora, a fingernail, is not chotzitz b'tefillah, and even if it was very long and it's bolet mea etzba and it's omed ligazes, and the Beis Yosef writes because the tziporin is migufa adam, so even though it's omed ligazes, it's not chotzitz. And we pass them that way, make radin in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shira Shevet Alevi Rav Azan writes that according to the Shulchan Aruch, omed likatzes is considered katzutz, and by a tziporin it's not a chatzitza, that's omed likatzes because it's just part of the body. But he says that that's tali in the machlokes rishonim in our sugya. Tosos, who holds that the handle of the kli that's omed likatech b'makom chibur, it is a chatzitza, so by the tziporin also it should be a chatzitza. And according to the Rash also, that dafka bekelim, there's no makom the makom chibur is not considered a chatzitza, but by adam it is a chatzitza, so by the fingernail should also be a chatzitza. Shulchan Aruch must be passing like the Ran and the Meiri, that that which is omid lichatech is considered a miyut she'ena makbid, and since you don't want it to be cut bishas tevila, it's considered to be eno makbid. So this is something that seems to be the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that the minig is to cut the fingernails, even if just one long fingernail were remaining. Ramah says go to the mikvah again, you got to redo the tevila. Minig is to cut the fingernail. I just got a call yesterday from a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. He has a Talmud who's married and lives here in America, and he's a Baal Tshuva, and the wife very, very much wants to keep her long fingernails. So he said, I know in Eretz Yisrael they wouldn't let her in the front door. They wouldn't let her into the mikvah. There's no chance. What's the minig in America? So she can go to a Sephardi mikvah. Sephardi mikvahs would allow it. Any Ashkenazi mikvah, any self-respecting Ashkenazi mikvah would not allow it. I do know of Ashkenazi, but any would not allow such a thing to keep the long nails, because that's what we paskin, that you have to remove the long fingernails. Okay. Says the Gemara Vaitina. The Chum Lomrim Maga Trefa Shchuta. The Chum had said that the basar of the rest of the fetus is tameh, as if it had touched the aver is tameh. I'm sorry, as like a trefa shchuta, and its maga is metameh the basar. Says the Gemara Trefa Shchuta mi metamia. If you shech the trefa, what tumah is there? It's not nevela. So what sort of tumah is there? Says the Gemara in. Yeah, it is tameh. That if you shech the trefa, it's metameh kodesh that it touches. So the Mishnah went on to say that according to our mayor, the Eivar Ayotzei is tameh tumas nevela, and according to the Chacham, the shechita of the mother is metayrit from that tumah. So mamatzinu b'trefa. So the Chacham tainted as follows: mamatzinu b'trefa sheshechita. So metayrata, that if you have a trefa and then you shecht it, the shechita is metayrit from tumas nevela. Av shechitas behema tetayra se'ever. Eiver. So the Shechita of the Behema should be Metar, the Eiver of the fetus. So Rav Meir responded, no, if Shechita Strefa is Metar itself, it's Metar Dover Shegufa, that's its actual guf. An Eiver is not, the Eiver of the fetus is not the mother's guf. So the Shechita of the mother is not going to be Metar, the Eiver of the fetus. So Tanya, the Brisa elaborates on this whole conversation. Omlim Rav Meir. Rav Meir said to the Chachamim, who are Metar, the Eiver Yotze, from Tumas Nevela, v'chi mi tiharo le'ever zeh mide nevela. According to you, what exactly was Metair, this Eiver, from Tumas Nevela? Shechita zimo. It's the Shechita of the mother that's Metair. So it turns out, according to you, that the Shechita that you do on the mother is chal even on the Eiver of the Uber that emerged from the mother prior to the Shechita, right? Because that's going to be Metair mide nevela. Well, if the Shechita on the mother works for that Eiver that emerges from the mother prior to the Shechita, im kein tatirana b'achila, then the Shechita of the mother should be matir that limb to be eaten as well. And everyone agrees that you can't eat that limb, so it must be that the Shechita of the mother does not help on that Eiver. So amelod, the Chamsa back to Rameir, harbe matzalas al sheinu gufa yosam igufa. Now we find that sometimes the Shechita is more effective for that which is not part of the mother's body than it is for that which is part of the mother's body. Where do you see that? Sharei Shaninu, because we had the Mishnah and Daf Samachas, chotech Eiver u'ubar shebmei, that if you cut off a limb of the ubar inside the mother's womb, so mutar b'achila, and then you shech the mother, that limb of the ubar is mutar b'achila. But minatchol, uminaklayos, but if you cut off from the spleen of the mother itself, from the kidneys of the mother itself, so asur b'achila, even after you shech the mother, those parts are going to be asur b'achila. So you see that the shechita has a greater impact on that which is not part of the mother's body than that which is part of the mother's body. Says Mara, that's nice, but my comedy, what in the world does that have to do with the conversation we're talking about? Rav Meir didn't talk about anything that is gufa, not gufa, that the Chachamim start talking about the spleens and the kidneys versus the fetus. Rav Meir's whole taina was that if the Shechita has the ability to be metaher, the aver of the fetus from nevela, then it should have the ability to be matri b'achila. Either the Shechita of the mother works for that aver, or it doesn't work for that aver. If it works, it should work entirely, both b'dinei heterachila and b'dinei tuma v'tara, and if it doesn't work, it shouldn't work at all. So Amrav of Armi Lakidi, that you have to say it as follows. Chisur Mechzer V'Aketani, we're missing a piece over here. Amalen Rameir, V'chi mi tiaro le'ever zemidei nevela, Shechita zimo, im kein tatireno v'achila. So Rameir's taina remains the same, right? Rameir's taina is, if the Shechita se'em was good enough to be metire, that aver that had emerged prior to the Shechita from nevela, then for sure it should also be good enough to be make it mutar b'achila. And it's not! So therefore it's not able to be mitar mi dein avela. Amulo, the Chum said back to Rameir, you cannot equate the din of heterachila to the din of tumas nevela. Trefa tochiach, sheshchitas mitaras mi dein avela, ve'in matiras b'achila. That you never heard of such a thing as a shchita that will have an impact in the laws of tuma and tara, but will not have an impact in the laws of heter achila. Yeshech the trefa, the dead body of the animal now is not a nevela. It does not have tumas nevela. But guess what? You still can't eat it. So you see that there is such a concept. So Rameir responds, Amalahan, lo, you can't compare the taras hatrefa to taras ever hayotze of a fetus. Im tiara shchitas trefa osa davar shu gufa, the shchita of a trefa will be metar the trefa, which is its body. But that's not a right. That the shechit of the mother is going to be metire, the aver of the fetus that came out, which is not part of its body at all. The behemoth itself is mutbachila. It's only that aver that's aser. So it must be because it's considered to be a separate entity from the guf, and the shechita is not chal on it at all to be matri bachila. And guess what? If it's a separate entity, the shechita shouldn't be chal to make it tar from tumas nevela either. So it's not like a trefa. By the trefa, it's part of the guf of the animal that you're shechting. So of course the Shechita is chal on it. Why is it asur b'achila? Because it's a trefa. That's why it's asur b'achila. But of course the Shechita works on the trefa. Over here the point is that the Shechita of the mother doesn't work on the limb that had emerged. So Amalo, the Chum said back to Rameir, no, Adraba, harbe matzalos al sheinu gufa yosur migufa. You think a Shechita doesn't apply to things that are not part of the mother's body? The the shechita works more on those things that are not part of the mother's body than it does on parts that are the mother's body. Shari shaninu, because of the Mishnah, that's where they bring in that halacha, that if you cut off part of the fetus and then you shech the mother, it's mutar b'achila, but if you cut off the spleen or the kidneys of the mother and then you shech the mother, it's asa b'achila. So you see the shechita's chal on the Eber Hayotze more so than it would be on a treifa, because the treifa is its own body. And if the shechita is going to be chal on the Eber Hayotze, it has the ability to be mitarit from Tumas Nevela. Aye, it's asa b'achila. Okay, it's exeris hakasa that it's asa b'achila, basabas of the treifa, whatever. It went chutz l'mechitzasa, so it's asa b'achila. Okay, fine. But it's still Mitar Midei Nevela. Tani Nami Achi, and then we have a Brisa that supports this entire reading of this Machlokas between Rameir and Lechamu. Because Amalan Rameir, Vechimiti Aro Le'ever Zemidei Nevela, who is Mitar this Ever from Nevela? Amalo, Shchita Simo. Lechamu said, oh, it's the Shchita of the mother that's Mitar from Nevela. So says Rameir right back, Imkein Tati Renabachila. If the Shchita of the mother worked on this Ever, you should be allowed to eat this Ever. Amalo, Lechamu said back, Trefa Tochiach, Shchita Simitaros Midei Nevela, Venimatras Bachila. What, you never heard of a Shchita that's going to work for Tumentara and not work for Achila? Shchita v'treifa works for Tumentara, not for Achila. Amalan Rameir shoots right back. Imtiar shchita treifa osa v'sever medudolba. The shchita v'treifa works for it and for an aver that's cut from a behemak shera and is still hanging on, still attached slightly. That even though it's asa b'achila, the shchita is metaharet from tuma. So you see that the shchita is metaharet. Dover shagufa. That's because that's all part of the mother's body. Titara suuber sheinu gufa. It should also have the ability to be mitar the uber, which is not part of the body that you shechted. Amr lo, so the chamis said back, yeah, exactly, because harbi matzalos hashenu gufi yosam igufa. The shechita has a greater impact on that which is not part of the mother's body than that which is. Shari shanin, uchotich men uber shemea, mutzba achila, menatchol menaklayos, asaba achila. So you see, just an exact repeat of everything we had interpreted. So we said, chisuri mechsav achi ktani, and then we found the braisa that indeed showed that chisuri mechsav achi ktani, that that's exactly the way the machlokas went back and forth. Okay, now we're going to discuss a behema, an aver of a behema that is meduldal, that's hanging off the animal. Is it tamei tumas nevela? So I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish kemachlokas bu'ubrin. Just like we have machlokas by an aver hayotze of an ubar, where you have machlokas from Meir Lechamim, whether the shchita the mother will be mitaret midei nevela. Kach machlokas be'evarin. We have a similar machlokas if the animal is not a pregnant animal, but it has a limb that's mostly severed, but it's still somewhat connected, and then you shecht the animal. That according to our mayor, that shchita will not be mitayer that limb from tumas evar min achai. It remains tameh, and the chum mold that the shchita will help to be mitayer from tumas evar min achai. So that is the comment of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar machlokas be'evar du'ubar. That everyone would agree by a dangling aver of an animal, not an ubar, of the animal itself, that the aver is considered as if it had fallen off, and the shchita will not be metairit. It has the status of aver minachai. So this is machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Is it that when you have a dangling aver of an animal and you shech the mother, that it's a machlokas whether there's tumas aver minachai, or is it that everybody would agree that it does have a status of tumas aver minachai? I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. My time with Rabbi Yochanan libid Rabbanan. How do we explain Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Chachamim that the shchitas metire the aver of the ubar midei nevela, but an aver meduldol of a behema they be moda that it's not metire? Why the difference? Why the aver of a fetus will the shchita be metire, but the aver meduldol of the mother it's not going to be metire? Says Gemara, Hai isle takanta bechazara halase takanta bechazara. Big difference. The ubar could pull its hand back in. The aver meduldol is done. It has no way to fix it. So therefore, it's considered as if it's totally separated from the animal, and that's an aver minachai. So meisvei. So they ask on Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa says as follows. Amlem Rameir. Rameir says to the Chabim, lo, you cannot prove from treifa to the status of an aver of an ubar, because im tia reshchitas treifa osaves aver meduldolba dover shagufa, because if a shchita of a treifa will be metaher the mother animal, or the animal will be metaher the aver of meduldolba will be metaher, and the aver that's dangling titaris ubar dover shagufa, does that necessarily mean it's going to be metaher the ubar, which is not part of the body of the mother? So you see that even Rav Meir's mode that an Eivir HaMedulldol becomes tar al yidei shechita. So this is a major challenge to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan had said that divrei kol shechitos anipul, that everyone agrees that once you do the shechita, when there's a dangling limb, that it's considered to be a detached limb, it's considered to be tamei. Over here you see clearly Rav Meir does not say that way. So bishlam Rav Shimon Lakish, if you assume like Rav Shimon Lakish, it's all good, because he said that according to Rav Meir, the Eivir HaMedulldol is tamei, and the chacham would hold tahar, because Rav Meir in the Brice is metar the Eivir. You could say I, Rav Meir in the Brice is metar the Eivir, it's against Rav Meir Shita. The Rav Shimon Lakish understood it. No, it wouldn't be a problem. L'divrayim kamar lehu, because sometimes one Tana speaks from the other Tana's perspective. So that's what's going on over here. Rav Meir speaking to the chachamim according to your Shita, you know, that this would be tar, but l'didi loshna Eivir dubar loshna Eivir dubayim akiyadadi ninu. I hold that there's no difference between the Eivir of Nubar and Eivir HaMedulldol from a Behema. They're both Tamei Tumas Nevela. But you, who hold that they're both Tar, so you should have been, I think you should have been Mechalik. That even though the Eivir HaMedulldol you want to say is Tar, fine, I'll give you that. At least that's part of the mother's body. But the Eivir of Nubar is not even part of the mother's body. That's how Rameh was making his argument. Meaning he was saying, it's not that I don't understand your perspective. I understand your perspective. I just think you're taking it too far. So he's not expressing his own shita. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no shita that holds like this. How could a mayor say in the Brisa the Neivir HaMedulldol is tahar? Everyone holds the Neivir HaMedulldol is tamei. So how do you understand it according to Rabbi Yochanan? You're right. We totally messed up in our way of explaining the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. The machlokas is not as we said it. Rather, it's as follows. Am Rav Shimon Lakish, k'machlokas be'ubarim, just like you have machlokas by an Eiver from an Ubar, kach machlokas be'evarim. So too you have machlokas by an Eiver, a Medulldol, same machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, machlokas be'Eiver du Ubar. The machlokas, whether it's Tamir or Tar, only applies to the limb of an Ubar that had emerged. Aval be'Eiver de Behema, but a dangling limb of a Behema, divrei akol ein shechita osanipul. Big change. Divrei akol ein shechita osanipul. Everyone would agree that shechting it does not make it as if it had fallen off prior to the shechita, and therefore it's for sure not tamei. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinin. In my time it's Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Why? How do you explain Rabbi Yochanan's shita within the view of Rabbi Meir, who's mechalik between an eiver of an ubar and an eiver of a medulldol, that an eiver of an ubar is tamei, an eiver behema, a medulldol of a behema itself is tahar? So high gufa, a high lav gufa. Very simple distinction that the eiver of that's medulldol is part of the behema, so the shechita is going to work to be metayrit. The eiver of the ubar is not part of the behema, so the shechita won't work to be metayrit. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to quote a shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which is going to verify the second version of this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim shemisa osanipul. Everyone agrees that if the animal dies and there's an eiver amedulldol, when the animal dies on its own, that eiver is considered to have fallen off while the animal is still alive. So even though when an animal just drops dead, the whole animal is in a vela, that eiver is not a nevela. That Eiver is Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai is Metamei Kenevela. No, there's a difference. Eiver Menachai is only if it's an Eiver Shalim. Basar, Gidin, Vatsamos. Tumas Nevela is even on just Basar alone. So, Ve'ein Shchita Osanipul. But Shchita of an Eiver Medulldol is not considered to have fallen off beforehand. And the Shchita would be Chal even on the Eiver Medulldol. So, B'may Askinan, what are we talking about that everyone agrees that Misa Osanipul and Shchita Zeno Osanipul? Ilem Abe Eiver Du. But if we're talking about the limb of a fetus, mifal pligi, not everyone agrees. We know it's a machlokas. El be'evet behema must be talking about an eiver amedulldol. So, but then we have a difficulty because then there's no chiddush because misa tanina. We already know that everyone agrees that misa osanipul and shchita tanina. And we already know that everyone agrees that shchita zayna osanipul. Where do we know this? Misa tanina. The Mishnah is going to say later on kuf chav zayin mesa habehema habasar tzarech hechsher, that if the animal dies, the basar amedulldol requires Hechsher, meaning in order to be mekabel tuma, it needs to come in contact with one of the zayin mashkim. The ever mitami mishum ever menachai, and the ever medulldol is mitami mishum ever menachai. The eino mitami mishum ever menanevela, but it is not considered nevela. Divrei Meir. So from the fact that the basar requires hechsher, you see that it doesn't have inherent tuma. So from Rav Meir, you see that misa is osanipul, and that's why that ever and that basar doesn't have a din of nevela. It's like basar and aver minachai. So the basar is tar, like basar aporish minachai. The aver is tamid, but just as aver minachai. And the Chachamim apparently agreed with Meir on that we don't find that there's any machlokas. So that we already see that that din that he just said of misa osinipul and shchita nami tanina. And the idea that he said that shchita eina ain shchita osinipul, we also know from a Mishnah nishchita behema huchshru b'dameha divrei Meir. That a mayor holds that when you shech the animal, the dam of the animal itself is machshir the basar, and the Chachamim say it's not. So the Mishnah is talking about the basar and the Avraham of Dildalim, that according to a mayor, they're huchshir the kabal tuma al yaday the dam of the shechita. So from the fact that the Avra requires hechshir, so you see that it's not inherently tame. That's because shechita is eina osanipul. So it's not, the shechita is not going to be mitirit from tumas Avra minachai. And even Rabbi Shimon is moda that the Avra and the basar are tar from the shechita, because shechita is ein osa nipul, and he only disagrees whether they're huchshel lekabel tuma at all. So it turns out that Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef is actually not being mechadesh anything. Everything Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef already said has already been stated. So that the Gemara is gonna Gemara answers imayahi havamina my huchshru abasa. So we'll see that answer tomorrow, and the question on that answer, all the follow up discussion, Bez Hashem, will begin with tomorrow.